All we're focusing on is taking care of what's in front of us, and that's practice right now. And we got one down, one this afternoon. You know, try to get better as we go.
And what do you look for out there? I mean, take care of yourself first, look around, see what's around you.
Yeah, you know, get to know my teammates. You know, the good thing is this is probably, you know, the most guys I've, you know, played with consecutive years since I've been in the league. So, you know, it's good to have some familiar faces, but, you know, we got some new guys in the back end. You know, just get comfortable with them and try to build some chemistry.
Well, all anybody wants to know is how did Peyton look?
I mean, you saw it. I mean, yeah. He looks good. You know, he's as accurate as he has been in the past, and, you know, I don't expect anything less from him.
Was there anything different about the start of this camp today?
Well, yes. We're ahead of the curve because last year, you know, with the lockout, you know, we had rookies starting first day, and it was obvious, you know, that they weren't ready. So, you know, the good thing now is, you know, guys had the OTAs and the mini camp. So they got a little work under their belt, so, you know, we can kind of build off that.
Chip, how did Eric Decker look in comparison with the other starts from training camps?
Oh, like a different person. And, you know, he's grown so much. You know, he wants to learn. He wants to be the best. And, you know, I love that about him. I mean, the guy's, you know, making tremendous strides, and I expect him to get nothing but better and better every week.
A lot of confidence in this team, champ. You know, expectations are with Peyton here as high as they've been in a long time.
Yeah, I think it's kind of rubbing off on everybody else. I mean, I've always been confident. But, yeah, it does help when you have a four-time MVP as your quarterback. So, you know, we just got to make sure on defense we're doing our jobs and, you know, giving our offense the ball back.
And that's the thing we all wonder, okay, will the defense live up to what we hope the offense will be? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we just got to build off what we did last year. We did some good things, but it wasn't by far anything we could be proud of. You know, we just got to make sure we do something we're proud of and, you know, being in the top five or whatever it may be, whatever it takes to get us to the championship.
There's a lot of eyes on this team heading into camp. Do you feel a buzz?
Wait, say that one more time.
I said there's a lot of people talking about this team heading into camp. Do you feel a buzz?
Well, there's always something to buzz about around here. But, you know, the good thing is it's all positive now. And, yeah, I feel it. I hear people talk about it. But it really doesn't matter what people say outside the locker room. We just got to take care of it.
Champ, when you look out here, so all the years you've been here, and so all these people out here for a first day, were you kind of at all or impressed by the showing you had today?
Yeah, a little, because we had Tebow last year, and he brings out his own fan base, so... You know, just to see more people out here on the first day than I've seen in the past, I mean, it's great. I think everybody's starting to expect some good things from me.
How's Raheem Moore looking?
Looks good now. I mean, it's like night and day for him because last year he didn't have a chance to get to know his teammates or anything before we threw him out there. You know, I think that's why he struggled a little bit. And now that he has a year on his belt, kind of get comfortable, this game's slowing down a little bit, he's going to be tremendous for us.
You look back on it, did you make the biggest jump between year one and year two? Is that when it typically happens?
Well, I really had no choice because they could have benched me. I was playing with two Hall of Famers in my position. So, you know, I knew I had to step it up, and I did make a big jump from year one to two.
Why do football players typically make that jump between year one and two? Is it just understanding of what it takes to be a pro?
Exactly. What it takes to be a pro, how to read routes, how to read offenses, what to expect from people, how they try to – it's a lot of little things. You know, that makes you a great player.
You're in camp, you're going to get to go against Demaryius a whole lot. What sort of improvements have you seen from him just in this offseason, and how much is he going to have to improve on his route tree and everything to get ready from?
That was the biggest thing for him because he's a bigger guy, and bigger guys struggle running routes most of the time, but he's on top of it now. You know, he looks like one of the best now because he's running his routes as crisp as can be, and, you know, he's catching the ball.
How much more is he going to have to do, you think, in this offense than maybe what he was asked to do?
Yeah, he's as long as he's healthy, he's going to be out there. And I know Peyton, he loves his number ones out there. And, you know, when he was in Indy, they never went to the bench, so I don't expect anything less now.
How high is the ceiling for a guy like that?
As high as he want to make it. You know, it's really up to him because he has the talent and the raw skills. You know, it's just the work. You got to put the work in.
Are you worried he might throw that stiff arm that he did in the Pittsburgh game against you sometime here in training camp?
I hope not. I want no parts of it.